Good morning. We're continuing Chayadam Klal Samaches, and we finished Siman Aleph, and we're going to bring in a few more pratim, which the Sefer Nesei Pechukecho adds on to the point of the Chayadam. So the first point he drills with is what happens in a situation where a person was Mavar Al HaMitzvah, so he has two mitzvahs in front of him. He should have done them in the order of A and then B. A was closer to him. A presented itself to him first, and he passed on by A and went to B, incorrectly so. So do we say that A had received the rights and benefit to go first and he should leave B and go back to A? Or do we argue that now that he's with B, leaving B and going to A is being Mavar Al HaMitzvahs? See, even though he should not have went to B first, that was incorrect. Whatever the deed was done, but now going back to A is not going to make matters better. It's going to make matters worse because now he's involved in B, and leaving B and going to A is inappropriate. Okay, so that's the question. So interestingly enough, we would say, Lachar, that seems to be the logical point. There's a second way, that once you're with B, you should stay with B, and that's actually the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, like he points out. There isn't a reason why it's important to point it out is because of the Sefer Turi Evan disagrees with this, and he says that A received the schus to go first, and even though you passed it by and went to B, A still has a right to be done first, and you should go back to A. We'll see more about that in a moment. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, that's a very important point, is this whole discussion is all talking about when a person has two mitzvahs in front of him, and he plans to do both mitzvahs right now. He's putting on talis and tefillin. So the correct order is talis and then tefillin, because Malam B'Kodesh, you're supposed to go up in Kedusha from the talis to then the tefillin, but you're planning to put on talis and tefillin now. So we say make sure that the talis is first, in order you shouldn't have to be Mavar Al HaMitzvahs to pass by the tefillin to get to the talis. And if the tefillin presents itself first, you have to accept the tefillin first. But let's say the person right now is not planning to put on tefillin. He just wants to put on his talis and put on his tefillin later, closer to davening. He got up, he wants to learn, and whatever reason, he doesn't want to put on his tefillin right now. He only wants to do the talis. So then the fact that the tefillin presents itself first is irrelevant. There's no difference which one is first, because he's only dealing with one mitzvah. So that where it's placed becomes irrelevant. So that's an important point to know. The next question which he raises is in a situation where you're dealing with mitzvahs derabbanan. We said that we paskin that Ein Mavar Al HaMitzvahs is a din deraisa. So is that only true by mitzvahs deraisa? Let's say you have two mitzvahs derabbanan. So we have a din Ein Mavar Al HaMitzvahs. But now the Chazal gave me these mitzvahs, I have a chiyuv deraisa to not be maver on them, because now these are mitzvahs that I'm a chiyuv to do. So Ein Mavar Al HaMitzvahs, I should not pass by mitzvah to go to mitzvah B. So I have to be careful with the issue of Ein Mavar Al HaMitzvahs to place them in the correct order, even my mitzvahs derabbanan, to place them in the correct order to make sure I'm not being Mavar Al HaMitzvahs. Again, we're not discussing a mitzvah deraisa versus a mitzvah derabbanan. We're discussing two mitzvahs derabbanan. But does the concept of Ein Mavar Al HaMitzvahs apply to mitzvahs derabbanan? Where do you find such a concept? There's a similar type of idea the person grapple with. If I'm actually somebody to do an error that's called lifnei iver l'sita michshol, you're causing a person who's an iver to do something wrong. It's possible that's true even by mitzvah derabbanan. Even though it's a mitzvah derabbanan, since he's not supposed to do it, you causing him to do it, you're being machshel him in something which is bad for him. So you're being lifnei iver deraisa on a mitzvah derabbanan. So similarly over here, you're being over Ein Mavar Al HaMitzvahs on a mitzvah derabbanan. That's the argument that he presents. The last question, which comes up, needs a little more time to clarify, so best we will do that in the next year. And then we have to clarify one more point besides, which he does not stress over here, is what does it mean you're a paga in the mitzvah rishana? You interfaced, the first mitzvah presents itself first. What does that mean? That we will look, Be'ez Hashem, at some of the points that the Mishnah Berurah deals with at the beginning of Siman Chaf Hei, when he deals with the issues of Ein Mavar Al HaMitzvahs in regards to tefillin and Talis, what does it mean that the tefillin presents itself first? Or alternatively, the Shalyad and the Shalrosh, what does it mean in that situation? And we'll clarify those points, Bezat Hashem, and then we'll go on to the next simon in the Chayotim. So Bezat Hashem, the next, after two more shiurim, Bezat Hashem, hopefully we'll be able to start the next simon. Meanwhile, have a good day.